Many school-related blood drives have been reduced by the COVID-19 pandemic, but the need for blood doesn't take a break around Labor Day.
When it comes to our collection numbers, then we have to look at some different strategies in reaching those donors.
That's Kirby Wynn of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, September 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Public Library is joining a growing number of public libraries across the country, adopting a fine-free policy. It's an effort to eliminate barriers to the library's multi-million-dollar collection of resources and materials. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter explains.
Starting this week, patrons will no longer be charged for returning items past their due date, and past overdue fines are forgiven. Fees for damaged and unreturned or lost items, past or future, will still apply.
We saw that in zip codes where the median income was lower, the fine accumulation was higher. So we saw that it was disproportionately affecting those who might have a harder time paying for the fines, or at least fines may be more of a burden for them, and we didn't want late fines to be a barrier to them for using our services.
That's Peoria Public Library Executive Director Randall Yelverton. He says going fine-free will improve the user experience for their patrons.
I think it's going to create a more positive user experience for our patrons. Nobody likes paying the late fines. We think that in general this is going to improve our users' experience.
The Peoria Public Library Board of Trustees unanimously approved the fine-free policy.
We believe that the fines are unduly burdensome to some of the patrons in our area. The board has been very supportive, but you know they want to understand the full impact of the decision and make sure that it's going to be best for all Peorians who've invested in the library.
Peoria is joining more than 200 libraries in the U.S. that have either fully or partially eliminated fines, including Chicago Public Library and more recently Bloomington Normal and Champaign Public Libraries. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Now, some of the other stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County region's COVID-19 death toll is up to 56 with the death of a Peoria County woman. The resident of a long-term health care facility was in her 90s. Health officials reported 73 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday. Peoria police have arrested a 19-year-old man in connection with a fatal shooting over the weekend. And proceedings have started in the Illinois House of Representatives to investigate Democratic Speaker Michael Madigan. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The need for blood donations doesn't take a holiday break around Labor Day, and the COVID-19 pandemic has reduced the number of collection events. Kirby Wynn is public relations manager for the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, which serves central Illinois. He tells WCBU's Joe Deacon how they're addressing the situation.
Usually this time of year, we would be looking forward to a number of blood drives at high schools and colleges and universities. And, you know, many of those are continuing, but a lot has changed with the school year. And so we have to look at some different strategies in reaching those donors and then replacing those donations as needed according to the numbers with blood drives in different venues and making the rest of our blood drive schedule stronger.
The Labor Day weekend is always especially important. What are you doing to encourage more donations at this time?
We do have a special promotion or, you know, a way to thank donors who make time for blood donation. It's a $10 gift card. We know that people don't give blood in order to put money in their pockets or a gift card in their hand, but it's a way to express that appreciation because, you know, it's such a different time right now, and people look for, you know, lots of different ways to help. The use of blood and donated blood continues, whether there's a pandemic or no pandemic, continues on a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend, in spite of that day off. So we've got to have strong collections, you know, before and after the holiday to make up for that shortfall.
What health and safety precautions are donation centers and blood drives taking during the pandemic to make sure that there's no transfers or contaminations or anything like that?
Yeah, it's really important for the blood center to maintain a healthy and safe environment regarding infection control for donors and staff alike. Appointments are now required for every blood donation. The point there is to control the number of people coming through the facility or the blood drive at any given time.
I understand the blood center recently passed a milestone for collecting plasma from donors who have recovered from COVID-19. Why is that significant, and how are these donations being used?
You know, the COVID-19 convalescent plasma is blood product that is used in hospitals to help treat patients with a current infection. So someone very seriously ill with a COVID-19 infection would receive plasma that is given by a donor who themselves has recovered from COVID-19 infection. We've crossed 1,000 units of COVID convalescent plasma that we've been able to provide for the hospitals that we serve. Certainly, you know, we're pleased to be able to provide this treatment. Research on how effective and helpful it is underway, or it's been ongoing throughout this process.
What are they hoping that these are able to do? In what ways can they help?
This is given to people who are hospitalized. The thinking is, and this has worked in the sense of similar viruses have been treated in this fashion. And so to talk about the effectiveness of the treatment, it's really understanding if this is effective or not within the context of COVID-19. So the thinking is that by delivering antibodies from someone who has recovered, that's going to support the immune system of a patient who's currently fighting the infection.
That's Kirby Wynn of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center talking to WCBU's Joe Deacon. For more of the conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.